Okay. Good morning, people. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, about 10:25 in the morning. So, good morning. First off, I sound a little raspy. And you may notice some different things going on while I'm recording this episode or while you are listening. I am a bit, I'm not going to say under the weather, but I don't know, dealing with some kind of congestion or sinus issues. I don't know, y'all. Something. So if I take a sip of water from time to time just to coat my throat, or, you know, I may pause to cough, please forgive me in advance. And speaking of forgiveness, I would really, I'm so sorry. Like, I have not recorded in a very long time. And I have been very absent on social media, if some of you may have noticed. So today being April the 24th, I would just like to go ahead and say and let everyone know that I am currently 22 weeks pregnant. Yay! And I'm just going to kind of discuss in this episode what's been going on, what I've been up to, because I have been absent and very quiet. I haven't been recording. And, you know, why I decided to wait so long to announce, blah, blah, blah. Things like that. But I did feel that it was really important for me to document this particular pregnancy and this journey, yet another journey that I'm facing in my life. Because it's different and it's going to be different. It's going to be a different experience. So I'm just going to let you guys all in on that journey. So I found out I was pregnant the week before Christmas. And I don't know, like, I know when I tell you guys that, like, I know my body. Like, very well, I just know it. I didn't know, of course, like, the day that it happened or anything like that. But sip of water. See, I'm breathing like a hog. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I found out, like, the week before Christmas. And at first, I was a little shocked, but then I was like, you know, why are you shocked? You've been kind of in preparation for this. You've been kind of preparing your body for this. You know what I mean? And like, how did I know? So you guys know that I hosted like my first vision board party. And like, I don't know, that day I was just completely out of it. I felt like I was just bloated and, you know, like, I love mimosas. If anybody doesn't know, like, I love mimosas. That's my drink, you know. And I just wasn't feeling them that day. And then, like, the week before that, because, like, when I put my son to bed, I usually, you know, lay down with him next to him because he likes to cuddle and stuff like that. And we're still in the process of trying to get him acclimated to his room. So I usually just stay in there with him for a bit until he falls asleep. And I would notice that I would fall asleep too. And then I'd fucking wake up at like 9:30 looking at my husband all crazy like, bro, you just gonna let me fall asleep in there like that? So I knew something was up. But I was just so busy with, you know, trying to get the vision board party thing going and, you know, the business and the podcast and all that. So when things finally kind of settled down after the vision board party was over, And I was just at home one day by myself after I dropped my son off to school. Just, you know, doing my regular mom stuff. So, did I have a pregnancy test on hand? Yeah, because y'all, I'm not going to lie. I keep them shits on hand, okay? So I was just like, oh, yeah, let me go take a test. Let me go just, like, take this test so I can kind of, like, get this over with so I'll be able to get my little drink on for Christmas. You know, peed and, like, bam, that shit was, like, positive in, like, 5 seconds. And I was like, what? No, this is wrong now. Come on now. It's like, it's Christmas. I wanted to drink. I wanted to have a good time, you know? So, took another one. Bam. Positive again. So, I just kind of sat there in the bathroom. I got this huge-ass garden tub in my bathroom. Just sat there on the edge of the garden tub, like, oh, wow. Okay, so this is what we do in universe? Okay. So, yeah, pregnant. So, you know, I wanted to kind of, this time I wanted to kind of find a really, I don't know, not emotional, but I wanted to find kind of like a romantic way to introduce that to my husband or let him know. Because all before any of the other times, it's just, we're pregnant, or I just show you the test. But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to hide stuff from him, especially stuff like that. So, you know, we were talking about what we were going to do for my birthday, because I've been wanting to go to, like, New Orleans for a while. So, you know, he was in the process of, like, literally about to book a trip and stuff for my birthday. And I was like, well, you know, what if we get pregnant or something? He was like, babe, we're not going to get pregnant. I mean, like, if you were going to get pregnant, it would have happened. So I'm going to book it. It is what it is. So then I was like, well, hold on a second. Let me send you this text that I just got. So I took a picture of the pregnancy test and then I sent it to him. And I was like, did you get my text? And he's like, what the hell is this? And I was like, yeah, same thing I said. So he basically was like, well, I guess no birthday trip. So, and I'll get to that in a minute, you know, why no birthday trip. I know some people are thinking, well, you still could have went on the trip. I mean, you know, you only would have been about, what, 8 to 10 weeks pregnant, but I'll get to that. Maybe not in this episode, but later episodes. So, of course, you know, there's a certain level of excitement that you have in the beginning. And then, you know, after the excitement, kind of start thinking about other stuff. Like, you know, I just started the cleaning business, Infinity Cleaning. Business was actually doing pretty good because I'm a solo cleaner. And I was just like, oh my God, this is just freaking great. What the hell am I gonna do? You know, like, I'm not gonna be able to do this shit by myself. So, of course, you know, then fear starts rearing its ugly head, anxiety, all kinds of different emotions. You know, typically we have to contact my doctor very early on. And I've shared with you guys just because, you know, we've had 2 16-week losses and a very early loss at about 7 or 8 weeks. So typically, my doctor, excuse me, sip of water, likes to see us fairly early just to kind of get blood work and things like that out of the way. So, and of course, to determine viability. If anyone doesn't know what viability is, that just means that you actually have a living, live pregnancy, which I did. So it was very comforting to hear the heartbeat. Because, I mean, as you can imagine, if you've ever had a, or know anyone that's had a 7 or 8 week, 8-week loss and you go to your first appointment and then there's no heartbeat and the baby stops growing. So that was comforting. So, of course, once you make it to about like the 10-week mark, to me, in my opinion, you know, I felt like, hey, I've surpassed that 7-week threshold. So this is a milestone. I'm good to go. Almost out of the first trimester. And, you know, every week is a milestone for us. Every week is an accomplishment. So from the very beginning, of course, our perinatologist was involved. For those of you that don't know what a perinatologist is, it's basically just a fancy word for a specialist. Someone who specializes in high-risk pregnancies. Okay? Of course, because I'm 36 years old, they consider me advanced maternal age, AMA. Which, I hate that because, I mean, there are women clearly out here having babies in their 40s. Kudos to y'all. So, of course, we engage our perinatologist very early on. The reason the perinatologist is involved is due to the previous 2 16-week losses. Anytime you have a second trimester loss, they equate that or chalk that up to be a loss due to an incompetent or a weak cervix. Not sure if I have discussed this in previous episodes or not, but with our first rainbow baby, our son, CJ, I did have a procedure called a cerclage, which is basically I am numb from the waist down, and they stitch my cervix up. So that it remains tight and closed for the remainder of the pregnancy up until 37 weeks when they remove it. And voila, we have a baby. So that's why the perinatologist is involved, because they like to perform the cerclage procedures anywhere between weeks 11 and 14. Just because anytime you kind of go past, you know, week 14 with my history, you're kind of, you know, treading a little bit. You're taking some risk. So I had my cerclage procedure, I believe, and I think it was week 12. Like, I think the week, like, right after my birthday. Yeah, my birthday was February 21st, somewhere around there. And I would just like to add, before I go any further, like, the first trimester, like, the reason I have not been recording and stuff, and I've been very absent on social media, you guys, like, this pregnancy is just different. It's really giving me a run for my money. I am tired all the time. You guys know how big I am about health and wellness and eating. The right foods for you to have, you know, a good energy level and all that jazz and water. And I'm doing all of that. And, like, sometimes I just don't have it, y'all. Like, I don't have it to post. I don't have it to record. It's just, I don't have it in me. It is just taking everything out of me. It's like the minute I even think about recording or posting something, I'm just like, oh, God. You know what I mean? So, you know, on top of trying to be, and it's different this time around because, you know, I'm already like a mom now of a very active 3-year-old. You know, on top of trying to be a wife, and, I'm still pretty much kind of like a stay-at-home mom. You know, I run a business, my cleaning business. So, you know, it's just kind of exhausting a little bit. It really is. But I'm not going to say I had to force myself to do this today, but sorry for that. Sips water. But I needed to do this because I've been getting all kinds of signs and stuff from the universe. And I needed to create some content. I needed to do this. I needed to finish what I started. So, this is the reason for the hiatus, y'all. So, had the cerclage procedure. Everything went great with that. Typically with the cerclage procedure, it is just in and out. I went in that morning. They numbed me from the waist down. I don't feel anything while they're doing the procedure. The procedure takes about 30 minutes, maybe. I have to wait until I can get the feeling back in my legs and I'm able to urinate before I can go home. And then that's pretty much it. So, this time around, I didn't want to, you know, last time when I was pregnant with CJ with the cerclage, of course I was working at the corporate job, and all I basically did, because I was just riddled with fear, I just went to work and came home, took a shower, and got into bed, and basically my husband just kind of pretty much served me breakfast and dinner, like, in the room, in the bed, just because I was just, I don't know, I guess I just felt like the baby was gonna fall out or something, I don't know, but this time around, you know, I've kind of equipped myself with a lot of information, a lot of research. I have a lot more knowledge now surrounding birth, just surrounding my body and what my body is actually capable of doing. And like, when I tell you that, you know, my faith is through the roof, it's literally through the roof. You know, I tell people all the time, I have no idea what I'm doing, but God does. And I will tell you guys, like, I refuse this pregnancy to just sit in this house and sit in the bed and just have my legs propped up, just all out of fear, just because I'm afraid, like, something is going to happen again. Now, I know that's easier said than done because of what's happened in the past. But it takes a lot of prayer, meditation, and self-healing in order for me to get to this place. You know, I have decided not to share this pregnancy or this experience on social media at all. And this goes for business and personal. The only people that really know that I'm pregnant are my family and a few friends. And I'm just gonna keep it as that. I did the same thing with my son. I really didn't announce anything with my son until the day of the baby shower. And the only reason I did that is because I knew people were going to be posting pictures and things like that on social media. So, yeah, I do not plan on sharing. One reason I do not plan on sharing is because I would like to have a different type of birth this time around. Just so everyone is aware, I am going for a VBAC. For anyone that doesn't know what that is, it's Victor Barry, let me see, VBAC. I don't know why I was sitting here trying to do the military names. VBAC, which is a vaginal birth after cesarean. All right? So that's what I am doing. The reason I am doing that is because C-sections are, it's a major surgery. Excuse me, that's my phone. It's a major surgery. And if any of you ladies or gentlemen listening, if you know anyone that has ever had a C-section, you will know that the recovery time is gruesome. It takes a long time. And it's just, I don't want that again for my birth. I want to experience an actual vaginal birth. And I'm sorry, guys, this is my family group chat with my parents and my brothers and sisters. Sorry. And I can't prepare my mind, my body, and my soul, in my opinion, when I have shared something so personal on social media. That's just me. I need to get my mind to a specific place to, when it is time for labor and delivery, I need to have tunnel vision, and I don't need to be thinking about anything, anyone, or anything else but this wonderful, beautiful, energetic experience that I am going to have. And in order for me to do that, it takes time, it takes research, and it takes me to really dive deep within who I am, what I'm capable of, what I know that my body is capable of, what I know that God is going to allow to happen. And I don't need any outside distractions. And a lot of times, you know, when you, and this is nothing against people who share their pregnancy and things like that on social media, you know, to each his own. But I don't need outside distractions. I don't need to hear negative birth stories or, you know, what I should do or what I shouldn't do. I need this entire process, this entire pregnancy, to be completely zen and calm. And in order for me to do that, I decided just not to share. So, and I won't be sharing until the last minute. I mean, I'm recording these episodes, but they really won't be, you know, released to you guys for a little while. And the only reason I'm doing that is because, like, when I do have the baby, of course, I'll probably be on another little hiatus from social media. So, you know, in order to kind of keep things going, I'll have these episodes on the back burner for you guys to listen to and think about and digest while I am on leave. So I felt like it was a good opportunity to do that. So that's what I'm doing. Excuse me, sips water. So what I have decided to do with this pregnancy is I am staying as active as I possibly can. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean like I'm out here exercising? And no. So you guys know I have a cleaning business, Infinity Cleaning. I do have a couple of folks that help me from time to time. But basically, what I do is I go to work. I clean. So it's not like strenuous cleaning. It's not like when I get done, like I'm in so much pain, like my back is killing me. No, I still do normal, everyday stuff. You know, I go to the grocery store, like I clean, I'm doing stuff for the business. You know, I still have to be a mom. And I truly and firmly believe that, you know, God is just holding this baby. He has his arms wrapped around this baby. And, you know, he is just protecting me like every step of the way, because he knew all of this stuff that I was going to be faced with before this even happened. So all he said was just trust him. Or, I'm sorry, him or her. Just trust and leave everything else up to him. And that's what I've done. I'm heavily monitored by the perinatologist. Every 2 weeks, I get cervical checks, and not by the hand. They just measure the length of my cervix to make sure that it's still long and closed. And thankfully, and by the grace of God, every 2 weeks when I go, I get an awesome and a great report that my cervix is still long and closed. So I really have no complaints. You know, when my body tells me to rest, I rest. When, you know, I feel like I need to get up and do something and move around, that's what I do. I move around. So, you know, I don't overdo it. I do, you know, just enough because I don't really think it's help. I mean, especially considering that, you know, I'm going to be going for a VBAC. I don't want to be around here just laying around doing nothing, because what happens is that you lose muscle strength. And if I'm going to be going for a vaginal delivery, I need all the muscle strength I can get. And, you know, with me still working and cleaning houses, you know, at 22 weeks pregnant, not trying to toot my own horn, but toot toot, I haven't gained a pound. I haven't gained a pound. It's just, yeah, this pregnancy is a little different. It is very different. So I just, I'm really in a different energy space with this pregnancy. I really feel like I have connected on another level and a deeper level with this child. We have decided to engage a doula, and I have been doing tons of research on her and following her for like the last year. And it's just crazy how this all worked out, because like I've been following her and doing research on her for well over a year. And it just like, it's just all kind of fell into place. It's like, I don't know. It's like God was setting stuff up like before the actual pregnancy started. And like, she is just, she's great. I will say, we decided to go with a black doula. This is nothing against white doulas at all. I think, I have shared this before on my podcast page, like, and my personal page as well. For those who know me, I think you guys know that I'm extremely passionate about the maternal mortality rates for black women. And for me, it felt right to have a doula who is a woman of color, someone who looks like me, someone who understands me. So that's what we decided to do. She is just awesome. She's a certified aromatherapist. She's, of course, a certified doula. She has been under the apprenticeship of a certified midwife for the last 3 years, because she's in training to be a midwife. She's not a lactation specialist, but she has some knowledge in that area. She is a certified level 2, I believe, Reiki healer. I'll touch on that in later episodes. She's just an all around dope ass person. She really is. I appreciate her so far. You know, we broke down everything that we've been through. She completely understands. She knows our story. She knows our history. Another thing, like my regular OBGYN, unfortunately, God bless her, and I hope she's doing well. I love her. But she did decide to take a step down, and because she has a set of triplets, and she felt that she needed to spend more time with her children. So I'm still with the same OBGYN practice, and she referred me to her best friend. And, you know, guys, when I tell you that, you know, I was skeptical about that, because I wanted my old doctor. Immediately when I met this new lady, oh my God, we just hit it off. First of all, she came from the home birth capital in the United States. If you guys don't know what the home birth capital is, that is California. That is home birth central out there. They all birth at home. She expressed to me how she was so excited and couldn't wait to meet my doula. When she did meet my doula, they hit it off. It was like they had known each other for years. All I could do was just sit there and look at them with like tears swelling up in my eyes, like, thank you, God. And let me tell you the reason why I'm saying this, because like, you know, there aren't a lot of OBGYNs who are doula friendly. You know, they just, I don't know if it's this thing that, you know, they don't want anyone like invading their space or crowding their space. Like, you know, I'm the OBGYN. I know what I'm doing. I don't need you to bring in a doula. But this is just, it's match made. All I can say, like I said, was thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm really blessed. I'm blessed for the doctors that I have, the doula, my just super great support system, everyone around me. So as of today, like I told you guys, I'm 22 weeks. Our big and major goal is viability, which is 25 weeks. Viability means that if anything were to happen, which nothing is going to happen, that a baby could be saved at 25 weeks. So that's our major goal, but we don't have to worry about that because we're going to go surpass that. We're going to go all the way to 40 weeks. And I might as well, I guess, go ahead and tell you guys what it is, right? Unless I already gave a hint. I don't know. I can't remember. Pregnancy brain. Whoop. Sips water. Hold on. So yeah, I am having, drum roll please. What kind of drum is that, right? We are having, not I, we are having a girl. Yes, it is a girl. I'm having a girl. I was really shocked about that. Couldn't believe it. And the reason I couldn't believe it is because I always had this thing. You know, you ever see those posts that like, you know, God always returns what you lost. And our previous two 16-week losses, they were two boys. So I just kind of figured that I would get two boys back. But, you know, as time kind of went on, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I think God may be giving me this girl for a reason. It's gonna be kind of fun, you know, doing hair and all that jazz and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I do have a bonus child, but you know, she'll be 19 in July, and you know, it's a little different because she's not my biological daughter. So this will be very interesting, a boy and a girl, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how CJ interacts with her. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I know that my life is going to change drastically. And that's another thing, like I'm just kind of trying to wrap my mind around the fact that I am going to have like two small children. You know, I've become accustomed to a certain routine with our son. Like, you know, I got a routine. I know what to do, you know, what's what. And, you know, now I'm going to have to figure out a whole new routine again. And it's going to be an adjustment because, you know, before I was working in corporate America. So now I'm going to have to figure out how to balance like motherhood and being a business owner and, you know, just everything. So, you know, forgive me at times if I take little breaks from social media. It's nothing personal. It just means I'm trying to get my shit together. That's all. So I'm looking forward to it though. Just gonna take it one day at a time. I'm up for the challenge. I've been through worse. So, yeah, for this episode, I'm just going to cut it there. What I'm going to try to do is I will try my best to update you guys, like, every 2 weeks when it comes to the pregnancy. Kind of let you know how everything's going, how I'm feeling, how everything is progressing. I will say this, Lord, I know y'all aren't gonna get this episode until, you know, after the baby is born and all that, but I can tell you I'm not looking forward to being pregnant in the summer. I have never been pregnant in the summer, and this is gonna be a challenge for me. It really is. I don't like heat. I don't like heat whatsoever. I'm that kind of girl that just likes the middle, not too hot, not too cold. So, yeah, this is going to be a challenge. But hey, it is what it is, as long as we have a healthy, happy baby, right? That's all that matters. So I think maybe on the next episode, what I am going to touch on and discuss is, like, what is the purpose of a doula, and, like, what do they do? And I'm going to kind of go over my birth plan with you guys. Yes, I did. I did a very specific birth plan, and I know, you know, some people may think, hey, you can do the birth plan all you want. Shit happens. Sometimes it doesn't go as planned. But the reason I did the birth plan is because I have specific, very specific things that I do not want to take place with this baby. And in order for that to happen, those things have to be written in black and white. So I'll be discussing little tidbits of my birth plan on the next episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Sorry I made you guys wait. But hey, better late than never. And like, remember, since I'm going to be sharing and documenting this process of my pregnancy, and, you know, I'm going to be sharing information about evidence-based information about birth and, you know, different things that I'm going to be doing with my birth that, hey, may be able to help someone else in the future with their birth. So please feel free, you know, if you notice any kind of nuggets or gems that you can pass along to anyone else, please feel free to forward or share my podcast with anyone that you may think that they can use this information. So I hope that everyone is enjoying life, living your best life, doing what makes you happy, living in your purpose. And if you're not, try to tap into that and find out what that purpose is so that you can enjoy your best life. You may notice I don't have like any music or anything. Just kind of freestyled it today. So, yeah. I hope y'all enjoyed, and like I said, I'll see you in another couple of weeks. It is starting to get warm. I don't know where many of you are located. I'm in South Carolina, and I think in a couple of weeks, it'll soon be Mother's Day, so yay. So if I don't record or anything before then, happy early Mother's Day. Take it easy, everyone.